This episode of Two Pros Know is brought to you by Brad Carey with Realty Executives Premier, Gamer Gloves, and Head Nod Squad. Check out the guys that support us, and I appreciate it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Two Pros Know. This week's guest is Sean Scott. I owe him a big thank you because he came on short notice. We had some technical difficulties, and Arion had a personal issue come up. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him, but the show must go on. So big thank you to Sean Scott. In the beginning, there may be some technical issues. Please endure them. It smoothens out as it goes on. So here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Pros Know. A little bit of technical difficulties getting going today. And came up with Arion, but luckily Sean Scott here was able to come on short notice. So thank you, Sean. Sean fights next weekend in the main event of XFN, taking on Wes Powers. How's training going for that, Sean?
Training's going really well. The room at JD's keeps coming together. I've done a little bit of poking my head into Finney's and kind of jumping around a little bit. So the room is consistent, wake.
Oh. You still there? Looks like
I'm
we
here.
Might have lost.
I can hear you. I can't see you though.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. A lot of technical difficulties going around. Hopefully they smoothen out. So who knows? Trump's president. Maybe the power grid has been hit. The internet's down. Who knows? You know. What do you got going on behind you right now?
I am at my facility off of Long Road in the Chesterfield High Energy Gymnastics. This is my team gym. Work with my trampoline and tumble artistic gymnastics team, and then we also do training for adults, etc. We do next. Hey, Johnny, rip something dope real quick. I'm on a podcast. I'm going to have one of my coaches do something dope real quick.
Sounds good to me.
So we do fun stuff like that, and then sometimes it gets rad. You got to do rad stuff. Sometimes you bust face and eat frame pad. But yeah, so we work with competitive athletes from tots to older individuals. We do structured play, and we do field trips and all that goodness. And I grew up in it, so this is my career. I do the personal training, and I do the coaching. That's my life.
Many hats to wear, many hats. So how did this fight arise for you?
So the way it kind of came out is I'm sorry. Had against Brown. That one went quickly, and they set it up, kind of cooling my heels for a while. I'm training but not having any action. And then they put it up against Clay Mitchell. So I was supposed to originally be Clay Mitchell. It was fun. I had some things planned. And injury came out. I would hit Bellator, something like that. I like Wes, and but he agreed to it, and we kind of had that conversation back and forth. So when he was on, so I had a conversation with Wes, and essentially we both are of the opinion where, well, it was going to happen at some point in time. So Wes about it, come to play, and it'll be fun, you know, because the whole time I'm coming up, I'm the Shamrock belt holder. He's got the fight. Wound up going pro. I could come in, and now we've both been just a little bit and you know, got a little bit of time to train together, and we've become friends. So I respect the guy. I know he's going to come in ready to play, and you know, the same can be said of myself. On weight, feeling great. But yeah, it was nice. They bumped us up to the main event, and I think that on the card it deserves that. We'll, you know, we're both the competitors, ready competitors, and so we'll. Hopefully give the crowd what they want to see, have them come out, maybe get some pay-per-view people coming and checking in.
Yeah, and fighting in a ring is really different, I will tell you that. And that last one, I was on the XFN show, and I got to a point where my head fell out of the ropes. I was looking for a crucifix position, and I looked up, and there was a judge looking right at me. And the rope hit me in the back of the head, and then Kyle slunk out the pack. It was weird not having the cage to pin someone against. So it's a... Have you been training in a ring or getting ready for that in any way?
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely that. And, you know, my very first fight was I almost, you know, punch that gentleman through the ropes. You know, he had his butt all the way out and whatnot. And, you know, it's kind of like he got to hold on to the rope or else he'd have gone. But some of the maneuvers we work against the cage can be interesting. And then I went and got in some rounds with Richard at Tidal. And so that's the only ring I've been in since, just putts in a Charles ring. And I did one roll there, and it was like my foot's out, my hand's out, like this and that. You got no rope to, you know, no cage to push off of. So it's definitely a thing, and I feel like Wes and I will both be really mobile. So I'm imagining that it's going to come into play at some point in time. I don't really know how best to prepare for it or anticipate it or if it's something to spend time thinking about, but I've been working on, as opposed to cage work, I've been working on, you know, posturing away from that, you know, center of the rings. It's going to be most comfortable. I don't know. Up against the rope, up against the turnbuckles. I'll see if I'm in there, maybe try for a running open clothesline. That's a joke.
From the top buckle. Yeah. If you get a good ref.
Top rope. Yeah. What are the rules? I asked him about that, you know, because the MMA rules are structured for the cage. So the ring is a bit interesting because if you interact with it, how do you determine what, you know, you're supposed to do? And I guess you don't climb up on top of the ring, but that would be really interesting to see someone try and go top ropes. I guess if somebody's laying down long enough for you to jump, the fight should already be over. But yeah.
Well, I was lucky to get Mike Wassum in mine. And whenever we had our rules meeting, he was talking about if you get tangled up in the ropes and you're in guard, and just in guard, they're going to stand you up. He goes, if someone is advanced position to half guard or mount or even side control, they're going to pull them out to the middle of the ring and they're going to maintain the position. It wasn't just going to be a clean stand up. So I thought that was a pretty fair way to approach it.
Let me give you a call when I'm done here. I'm losing you a lot, but that's great. And I had a conversation with Rob when he came into training a while ago, kind of just essentially airing some, hey, I don't know what the heck is going on or is anything weird going to happen kind of thing. But that's kind of how I would imagined it. I sort of figured it'd be something like, you know, just wrestling. If you're too far out, you know, as opposed to when you're wrestling, okay, you got your feet in the ring, you're still good. It'd be kind of the opposite. Okay, somebody's legs hang out of the ropes. Let's reposition. We'll figure out that same position and then just reset and go. But it is interesting. There's only, I think there are the two MMA cards, MMA fights on the card, two or three or so. But it's a lot of stand-up banging. It's cool. Like, Garrett Gross is on against Sick Hansen. But it should be a fun card to watch. That's my dilemma, is I'm going to be, I don't know how much I'm going to be coming out and watching and how much I'm going to be warming up and whatnot, but I'm excited for it. It's looking to put on a show for the crowd.
Yeah, that crowd there at the Lumiere does get pretty rambunctious. It's pretty cool.
It gets packed in there. The noise level because of that is huge. It's like being at the old Dome or something like that, you know? They can get going. Well,
the XFN ones, I know that there's usually a lot of battles with the undercards of mixing and matching people even last second, but they always put on a good show with those. There's all types of people just starting out in kickboxing or people looking to grow their skill level and test themselves by just going to a certain aspect of martial arts, or some people are just straight kickboxers too.
Yeah.
And those are usually very entertaining. I'm fortunate that I get to write for those with Knuckle Junkies, and I've seen some fights that a lot of people just haven't seen because I think they kind of think those shows are kind of under the radar. They'll watch the main cards and all that. But Raymond Hansen and Garrett Gross, I think, is going to be a really good fight. Garrett can bring combinations and numbers, and he's just slick and tough. And
poised, too. He's got a lot of poise.
Yeah, and that's right before yours. You get to finish it off, and they're going to put the rope on the bottom for you guys, and you get to go in there and dance. And the cool thing about a ring is you can cut people off, too.
Yeah, we've been working just angles, stuff like that, you know. And then another thing that's how you were kind of alluding to is with the 90-degree angle, you don't have any corners in cages. If you're in the octagon, you can slip and move. In the ring, or, you know, it's a slick corner. So that might present an interesting scenario if that arises. You know,
yeah, it brings a whole another point of the game, because a lot of people don't know how to cut off the ring. If you watch somebody like Conor McGregor, that's what he does. He cuts things off. When people were complaining about him jogging away from Diaz, it's because he was reclaiming another center line to where he could try and cut angles on him again. That's an aspect of the game a lot of people, I think, just overlook. But the XFN shows are fun. It's good to see you're going to be here active in a little bit. The ring is a little bit different. It's kind of fun. So what else you got going on? I mean, you guys got a lot of fires to stoke with you and your family. You got Scott Health and Fitness. You guys are starting a new promotion here, from the Ashes of Horizon. So,
here comes the Phoenix. Coming at it, I guess you hit on Derek. I'll touch on Derek because I'm proud of him. I love my brother. He's coming up. It looks like he's going to get the rematch against Isaac Purnell. I believe they're putting the belt on that one, and I kind of think they deserve it. So hopefully it can come out. We've been working on some of the detriments because it was a decision which, should hopefully not be the case this time. We plan on turning it up a little bit in that respect, and then hopefully coming home with another belt for the wall. Out of JD's, the whole crew keeps growing. We've got some guys. We just had Aiden on the last card, XFN. And we've got a couple guys coming up on the March card under Derek. We've got Freddie. And then with the new promotion, people who have been there should expect a little bit more production value and a little bit less flair. I don't really know how to say it, but if you were to the show and you saw the Coach Sean portion of the owner interaction, that will most likely be there, meaning I'm going to try and run the show smoothly, going to try and have fight scoping, bang boom, set up good cards. We've got this card really coming together. The first show is April 22nd, we should have a lot of good guys on that card. We've got some guys from MCS who are matching. We've got some guys from JD. We've got some guys from around town. We've got some coming in from Springfield. So the card should have a good showing from around the city of some good amateurs. It'll be at the same venue, which is the Sokol Hall down in or the American Czech Educational Center, which is where I teach my not-for-profit gymnastics boys and men's program down on South Kings Highway between Chippewa and Gravoy, kind of right there in the old YWCA and whatnot. But just a couple minor changes, and for the most part, the biggest difference will be a significant, hopefully, increase in the amount of class that is exuded from the promotion. Obviously, it was myself and your own lovely Golden Onion Award recipient who ran Horizon. Okay, you want to get in? Come on, we'll match. We'll put on a good show, and then the fighters can appreciate that. Come on, and we can do something. That is a good amateur show, and that's it. That's what we want to be—a good amateur show. That's, you know, something that we can run. Come in, have. And have some records. Go give us a like. We've got a Facebook page up, Iron Fighting Alliance. Iron sharpens iron, right? But yeah, that's it. I don't know. Honestly, the fun thing is the push is easy for me. I've got a meet this weekend for my gymnastics athletes, and then next weekend I actually have a meet as well. So my athletes compete on Friday, and then I compete on Saturday, and then my athletes compete again on Sunday. And so, you know, I always tell the people I talk to based on kind of what I do, and I don't like to talk with the athletes here because I work with a lot of young athletes, stuff like that. I don't like to talk about fighting because I don't necessarily feel it makes me the best role model, et cetera. But I've been doing it for like 7 years now. My parents, they all know, half of them come to the shows at this point, you know. So the joke is that, you know, the ones who are on my competitive teams, they know, they understand. I talk to them about it. You know, this is from a sports psychological perspective, how to attack, you know, just competition in any facet. But if I catch a black eye, or I told you I earned a little bit of cauliflower this past week.
Yeah.
If I come in with some of that, I will get 5-year-olds and 4-year-olds just ripping me a new one. They are unapologetic at all. If I get a black eye, I get Coach Sean got beat up until the thought process of that black eye gets out of their head months down the line. They'll say, you remember when you came in with that black eye? Yeah, somebody probably punched you in the head good, right? Or something like that. So I got to defend myself from the ruthless children.
Yeah, they don't miss any little thing. They will call you out on it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about Horizon was you guys had some great fights on that little limited. Is your matchmaker going to still be Kane Royer, or are you guys taking ownership of that?
So we're kind of taking ownership of it. And kind of the way we're going to do it is just a free market bracketing system. Where we're coming in and taking just a good look at it. And honestly, we've had a really good interaction with a lot of the gym owners, and, you know, with Fight Hard kind of taking a step back, and I've fought on Fight Hard, and I really enjoyed the experience, the big stage. So this is obviously not Fight Hard. It's a smaller venue, but we can fit 500 plus. We put in the lights, we put on the, you know, the show. So it's a good show, but, we had a really good response from gym owners coming out. So it doesn't look like we're having problems filling the cards, et cetera. And had Horizon been a better monetary investment, my partner probably wouldn't have jumped ship. But that was an expenditure that is going to be cold because you know, it's a place we can save a little cost, so we can make beers cheaper moving forward. Yeah. You know,
there you go.
At the end of the day, after I fight, I like whiskey Cokes.
and sorry if you had already said some of that. We were cutting in and out. It's been just a little bit of issues tonight. I don't know what it is. It's just in and out. But so speaking of, you know, he was on last week and gave some of his perspectives on anything. You don't have to address it if you don't want to, but is there anything that you wanted to add to it? You can just say no, pass, but if he had the platform, I think it's fair you're offered it too.
Yeah, I like to be a, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And granted, I did put out a little ad for the Onion Award when you guys had it open. But I tend to be trusting to a fault. And what they say is if you have enough rope, you have the option to hang yourself. And so some things that were potentially supposed to have been taken into account were not taken into account. Because like I said, there's a trust factor there. And if you really want to get someone to rant about it, you can, you know, I should have called Derek up here. I'm up at top of the, we've got a makeshift wharf ball. I'm 14 feet in the air right here and whatnot. I was trying to have Derek come up, but Derek will talk your ear off on it. And Derek's got a legal perspective briefed and prepared. And, I just prefer to keep my head in the clouds. We're going to move forward. And granted, I will give Ace credit. He's a shit disturber and whatnot. He likes to jump before he looks and all of that stuff. But had he not given me the call, we wouldn't have had the previous podcast, and we wouldn't have, I'll tell you what, I actually reached out to Rob and them, and I said, hey man, my Sokol Hall is a great venue and it's sometimes sitting here, so we could host MMA fights there. And I think I was going through some of mine and Rob Doniker's Facebook messages just because it's kind of like funny, looking at some of this stuff. And I think that was probably a year before we did Horizon. And so it was kind of there, but he was an impetus for a push, you know, like, screw it, let's go. And I'm very fortunate that I'm surrounded by a considerable amount of good people. Coach Derek, my brother, who obviously has a law degree and a background and is a very meticulously detail-oriented person, is coming in to help on the side of that. And then as well as the Daltons, who run JD's, and they are just some of the – I could not speak highly enough of those people, you know. Some of the things that had happened, booing fighters on our own card, that will not happen. Under current management, stuff like that, showboating, none of that's going to happen. Come in, play it up, make a show of it. It's your time. You're in the spotlight, put on a good fight, etc. But first and foremost, it's, you know, I am currently a professional. I had the good graces to have the opportunity to go through the, you know, the same channels you did, and St. Louis MMA can be something beautiful. I know we've both seen it grow since we've been involved as amateurs, now going into the professional ranks. There is an opportunity there if you take advantage of it. So we're trying to promote, you know, Derek's trying to get a belt or two and go pro. And that's what we would like to be doing for the people who want to take advantage of that opportunity. So we'll be putting fighters on the cards who want to come in, want to get some experience, want to build their careers towards a professional scenario. So people who are going to be doing things that are not family friendly or building towards that are not going to be involved. So that's kind of it. Just head above water.
So more people like Nathan Stearns on your show, guys that can come in, nobody really knows, and just works his weapon. But now he's fighting. Isn't he fighting for a 55 belt?
Yep. This is a number one contender.
Okay. So it'll be the winner of Derek and Isaac.
Mm-hmm. And and I love Nathan, exactly like you were talking about, you know. That stuff is real. You come in and you get the opportunities, you know. Because if you think about it, the St. Louis amateur community and professional community continues to grow. The fan scene continues to grow. So they need those opportunities. You know, if you need 8 to 12 or whatever amateur fights before you burgeon on a professional career, and there are only 12 shows a year, if there's one a month, a lot of times it'll be you know, every so often with Fight Hard dropping off, back a little bit, because they used to do a considerable amount more shows. You need the opportunities to have amateur bouts so you can accumulate that experience, or else, you know, we'll be putting out guys in St. Louis who aren't up to caliber. Whereas what we want, and I know we've had this conversation, we want the St. Louis guys to be so hard as nails that UFC comes in and Bellator comes in and they say, yep, we better come to St. Louis and we want to use those guys and let's fly those guys out to California because they're freaking awesome. That's what the St. Louis MMA scene should be, and that's what we should put on for the fans. And so I know you are. I mean, we're all trying to, at this point, do our part to build the scene, build ourselves, and it helps everybody. We grow the most through symbiosis. It can be a win-win situation. I think we're realizing. Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I'm excited to see it. I was a fan of the stuff you guys did the last time, the matchups that were done, and the platform that was given to people that were just starting out. So we've seen Aaron Farr is another guy that's had some fights on your show that moved on to Shamrock and wants some fights because those guys need those entry level platforms. I fought in a KC hall, my first amateur fight. I mean, I couldn't imagine what it would have been like fighting in a casino for my first one. So, I think it's great to have that first step on the ladder up there because, like you said, there's not as many amateur shows right now. And just have that for people to look forward to and build themselves up. Tevay Lewis is another guy that looks like he's on the verge of pro, too.
Tevay, we've got James Collin, Dylan Poussin, we're on there. I believe Collin might be headlining this one, depending on how we match it. But we've got a lot of pretty nails guys who, you know, and some guys even, you just got to knock off a little ring rust. We've got Bam Nackman, who's going to come on, and he put on some weight, and it's been a couple of years since his last fight, but guy's tough. We got a tough opponent for him, so we should have a solid card of some real good fights, and then, you know, look for the names. We'll put out the production value, and it's. I mean, we're not going to be investing $1,000 into pay-per-view this time like we did on a very, you know, the very first Horizon show, because that was a wash, but we kind of have the opportunity to see what has and has not historically worked. Jesse and Rob from Shamrock are really helping us and kind of coming along. We've got good relationships with everybody who's in the game. Hopefully we haven't, at least on my end, I would like to think burned any bridges. And we just try and continue to move forward in a respectful fashion.
I think you guys will do so as well. So you got the catch weight at 180. So is life much better without having to cut that extra 10 pounds? I imagine I would like that.
Well, and I tell you what, on weight feeling great. It's kind of one of those things where, I'm a Vulcan. I really don't have thoughts or emotions that tie into that stuff, because if I can discern that it's not useful for me, I will try and just block it out completely. And so kind of the way it goes is we were going to be at 80 because Mitchell wanted to be at 80. Rob popped it to me and I figured whatever. And then when it came to, you know, because I feel comfortable cutting to 70. I know how to do it, and then I don't have to recreate the wheel. I'll do it. I'll continue to be more efficient, and I'll continue to get better at it. So it's not a detriment to myself. So when they originally said Wes, I was like, you know, my first thing was like, but I like Wes. But my second thought was, well, Wes is he's not a turd. And I have the biggest competitive advantage at the 170-pound weight class, I feel. So I told them, I said, you know, because they said, all right, Clay's out. We're going to do Wes at 185. I was like, 185, bro? You said 180, and that was already catch weight. So I said 175, and then we wound up, you know, coming back into 80 because Wes said he didn't want to, you know, pop any more than that on, I think we were a month and a half or so out or something like that. But I didn't want to fight at 185, et cetera. And I was expecting to fight a little sooner after the pro debut. So I kept my weight reasonable. Because usually what I'll do is I'll do, obviously I'm a competitive strongman, et cetera. So I'll do like a strongman circuit. I'll do an absolute strength circuit, something like that. And if anybody's ever seen me eat buffets, I can power through buffets. So I'll just weight up a lot. And that wasn't really the case this time. So so planning on 80, being at 80, was kind of the thing. You know, I feel good about it. It's a little weird that it's catch weight, but crap. You still there?
Yep, all right. Back.
Cool, yeah, it said I had a carrier systems update. I hate technology. But yeah, it should be a good fight. You know, that's kind of what I've been telling everybody. And it's like, you know, coming back from some things, Wes is a game competitor. You know, he's had streaks. We fought some of the same guys, beat some of the same guys. You know, he's no PUD. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it was good. Yeah, it was good that it fell in your lap and you had a good replacement, because sometimes that can be kind of a game of its own. So, yep. You know, me and you are both signed to Shamrock. So, what do you think of some of the new signings? Dwayne Diggs, Curtis Eller.
I like Eller. Right when I signed, I was supposed to fight for the Shamrock or for the Fight Hard title against Eller. So I was originally matched against Eller, and Eller is training with Wes. So I know he's getting the big boy push right now. But yeah, and then I personally like Dwayne. I've trained with him. I was training with him and Smooth Hulk down at River City with Eric before that original Bellator when Dwayne fought Christensen. So it's good. I mean, put some guys in the division, you know. That's fights for me and you, Jordan. And yeah, and they're good fights. But like I said, iron sharpens iron. Let's you and I take these fights. I mean, you know, what do you think about it?
I like getting a platform exposure like we've gotten to. I'm of two minds about it because I'm completely burnt out on locals. Once my contract is done, I'm going to travel and fight, beat up other people.
Take some vacations.
I mean, that's just kind of it. I'm kind of over the local pissing contest. It may sound pompous. I see myself above it. I'm looking for bigger things to come from this than being a guy that wins fights in St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think if that's your narrow focus there, even in like a year-long scope, I think you're too limiting of yourself. Now, it's good to have a platform. It's good to have these conversations and the promotional backing and, you know, the interviews that come with it. So the promotional materials that come online from it. Your name, if you search it on YouTube, if you've done interviews, comes up in a lot of stuff.
Use it all that. Do a really good job on the back end. But I agree with what you're saying. And then personally, from my perspective, I'm loving the fact that they're putting a main event. I'm into that. I'd like to hopefully springboard from that and, you know, play the Bellator game when they bring him back in. I want to put on a good show there. And then, you know, exactly kind of like they're saying, and Rob and Jesse are really putting in work. So we've got LFA and RFA and whatnot. But if, you know, if Shamrock can catch that AXS TV spot and whatnot, like, that's another outlet, you know. So I feel you there, though. I'm not bred to play AAA ball. Not trying to putz around. But yeah, I feel you on that. And then I mean, we've had this conversation. We can be guys who want to delve into having animosities and like gym rivalries and stuff like that, and then we will get only so good as we allow ourselves through that scenario. If we can continue to cross train, build each other up, bring in guys from out of town, just beat the shit out of them, the St. Louis community will grow, and everybody, you know, who's been in a room knows you grow from the guys in the room. If I've got PUDs to train with, I'm only ever going to be a PUD plus one. So, yep. I mean, we need to have the opportunities where we can, hey, that's, you know, a UFC guy. Hey, that's a guy who's been up on Bellator, who's fought national fights, who knows the guys. I can fight in Sacramento. I can fight in Dallas. I can fight in Florida or any of this crap and come to play at that level or exceeding that level, you know, where I can train with these guys at a 60 to 80% and not get my head torn off. Because let's face it, if that's what you're going to do, if you're going to do the gym crashing and stuff like that, try and tear everybody's head off, you're not going to have a lot of longevity in the sport from a training perspective. And then from a fight situation, you might have one or two good, like, real hard-fought matches here in St. Louis, but it's not something that's going to put you on a platform. So what you've got to think about is where you're kind of progressing to that. And then we'd all like to think that we're, you know, continuing to take those steps, but we have an we have an obligation, if we intend to continue to do that, to, like you're saying, put on the podcast, do the promotional stuff, train well, come to compete in the cage, but then, you know, conduct yourself like a professional, maintain those contacts, and build it, build the guys who are around you, etc.
Yeah, and you know, something I would love to see that I've only just kind of recently thought of is, I would like to see, you know, even Shamrock Brandon fighters, St. Louis versus Kansas City.
Exactly.
I would take
Well, and it's like Jared's trying to do the USA versus Australia thing. I think that's great. Come in and get them, you know, and then maybe even screw it. Let's me and you tell them, hey, we'll get together a whole crew of St. Louis guys and say, hey, you guys want to stack half of a card? Stack the meanest half of this card you can, because we're going to come with some killers from St. Louis, and we're going to come take your lunch, you know, because then you can have it be a real thing, you know, go in there. Like when I went down in my second fight, I went down with Brandon Neals and I went down with V Nguyen, and we went down to Florida, and it was the three of us, and I wound up being the main event there. I choked this guy out, but we went down there, and they, you know, it's kind of like they don't bring in guys to win. Let's just put it that way. So there was a lot of camaraderie that goes in with that. And we went 3-0 that night. That was a great freaking night, you know. But it's great for the fans as well, because it's like, all right, we're bringing in these guys. And granted, it was only, you know, a fourth of the card or something like that. But if we could legitimately do that, I think that's a great idea. And then that would be really fun to bring in, say, Chicago guys too, because we could get guys from Chicago, guys from Dallas, something like that, and say, hey, get your crew. Because if I could just call up like half of the killers, you know, and say, hey, we've got this promotion that agreed to this, I'd do it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Region versus region. I'd put our squads up against a lot of them. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. Bring them in. Bring them in.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I think that's something that, you know, something like a Shamrock 300, that'd be cool to see. I don't know if you would do it in Kansas City or take turns on it, like the Governor's Cup that used to be here whenever we had a football team. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, as we wrap up here pretty soon, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to? Your sponsors, you know, your brothers, stuff that you guys do together?
Scott Health and Fitness. That's my main baby. We do group classes at JD's. We do group classes here at High Energy Gymnastics. All of these have Facebooks. We do online personal training and program writing. We do online nutrition coaching program, and that actually is a really neat program. We've got a piece of software that's been peer-reviewed and published in three different journals. It's the only one that it's a bit of software that helps us kind of over the course of a year let us divulge essentially a nutritionist certification worth of knowledge to people, to where they're not cornered in on a diet or a meal program or any one thing. What it does is it goes through a series of different ideologies and approaches while giving you the actual science that goes behind those approaches, so that you can make your own intelligent decisions when you go out to eat, when you are having the opportunity to meal prep, or when you don't have the opportunity to meal prep, and how you can gear that towards your own individual goals. But yeah, and then High Energy Gymnastics. If anybody here has kids cartwheel age, I'm not competing with anybody. And even if I am, if you go to a different gym, I love all the other gyms, all the Olympiads and stuff like that. They're great too, but get them in with Coach Sean. But then JD's gym up by Melville High School. If you want to try strongman, if you like maybe the MMA, but you think the strongman's gonna come, try and pick up an Atlas Stone, something like that. If you want to do, this is my team gym, so trampolines and whatnot, but I've got a whole nother trampoline facility that's a trampoline park. I've got an airbag. It's very safe and soft. Stain St. Louis, and all the rest of those guys.
Well, I don't know. I'm usually better at
rattling the crap off, but obviously, no, you see, I'm better when the stuff is structured, because I'm pretty single-minded.
Yeah, today, I mean, all the technical difficulties and stuff that arose, we were fortunate to even get you on for this most important question of the night. Are you going to beat the Pointosaurus this time, and who will your partner be?
All right, so I've put some thought into this, and I've got a couple different people who are finalists in the selection at this point. Personally, I, of course, am going to, once again, for the third time, actually, it'll be for the fourth time now, fulfill my obligation. I eat my hat. It happens. And granted, Coach Derek was my my partner the last time. If for those of you who don't know, the Pointosaurus is a 12 or 13 pound pizza, and you have it's in Brentwood. You have an hour to eat it with a partner. I've done it now with Joe Mueller, who is an awesome Muay Thai guy, and unfortunately, however, threw up when we were like three pieces away from finishing. But that was a valiant effort, and we did it with vegetables too. You have to do either four vegetables or two meat toppings. We did it with vegetables, and one of those vegetables was these fat slices of beefsteak tomatoes, which you don't realize the umami taste sensation from eating. You know, it winds up being a couple pounds of tomato sauce. By the time you're eating this soggy pizza from the middle of your seventh pound of pizza, you want to throw up real hard. So respect Joe put in his tries for a, you know, 130 pound guy. So then my second attempt was with my, you know, 300 plus pound career development supervisor from Vatterott while I was a professor out there. And he got the meat. He tried to make a sandwich out of one. He slapped two pieces on each other. He was like, I'm going to eat it in twice the speed now. He got the meat sweats. He was out. And then Derek and I did it, and had a little too much bacon on it. We did bacon and what did we do? Bacon and pepperoni, and it just got real greasy. And Derek ate to the bell, but he paced himself a little too far back. So I said, "Hey, Derek, I'm going to sprint eat for a little bit. You should too." And then it got to the point where it's like, "All right, time's ticking down, and I'm clocking him on a piece." I was like, "We ain't gonna do this," and so eventually I was just like, "Nah, screw it, I'm done eating because I got a coach after this." But he kept eating. He was like, "I ate to the bell, but I intend to get my name on that dumb plaque because you get $500 if you win it, and I like money and I like eating and I know for a fact that I can do it." So proven contenders, get at me, because I need someone else to put their name up there on that plaque with me. Big old friggin' pizza. Also, past this fight, anybody who wants to do, and I went with Arion last time, me and the Wolves Den guys hit up that Sushi AI, and Kane knows what that's about. So does Jared. That Sushi AI is my second home. Come on and hit like 18, 19 rolls with me. I'll eat that food. And then anybody lift or whatever, peace and love. Let's do awesome things and grow as individuals.
That's Sushi AI in Chesterfield. We hit up every now and then for lunches, but right now I'm trying.
Let me know when you're gonna go, because literally, and for those of you who don't know this, Jordan works at the Sub-Zero Cryotherapy right here in Chesterfield. I work right here in Chesterfield, so we need to start like a GoFundMe to get Jordan to come and flip.
I definitely want to when my school schedule is such. I was doing a presentation before practice last night. Luigi walked in and looked at me like, "The fuck are you doing?" I'm sitting there just zoned in on his homework on my laptop. So I'm busy now. Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm just moving now.
All right, Sean, so thanks for coming on, and I'm looking forward to watching this fight next week. Luckily, I'll be ringside, and I'll be there to notate it.
That's because you're awesome. I'm going to do one flip for y'all, before I go. I believe that's on there. This is going to be a full in 1 3/4 front flip. Was I in frame on that?
Yeah, it was impressive. Really? It looked fun.
I intend to do a backflip after this fight, too, for the record.
In a ring.
Yeah. Yep. All right, you rock. Two pros, no.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Peace.
Is that how we ended?
There we go. All right, everybody, so sorry for the technical difficulties tonight. Had some personal issues arise. Arion's fine. He just had something he had to handle. Sean came on last second as a favor to me and to help get his name out there and do some stuff for his fight coming up next weekend, which I'm sure there's still tickets available for. Contact him if you want to go see it. It'll be on pay-per-view. You can find them and his brother Derek at Scott Fitness and Health. Want to thank the sponsors of the show before we get off of here tonight, obviously, and I want to thank Brad Carey Realty for always supporting us. He was our first supporter out the gate. If you need any type of realty services, buying a house, selling a house, I would recommend getting a hold of him, and he can lead you in the right direction. Big supporter of MMA. I see him at all the shows. He gave me a ton of pens I use at work, and I hand out to people all the time, so I want to say thank you, Brad Carey. I want to thank the Head Nod Squad as well. They do a good job of bringing people together as far as jiu-jitsu, training together, bringing a good atmosphere, and also raising money for cancer awareness through their apparel. And they will travel, train. They support a lot of our local jiu-jitsu practitioners as well that train around and compete at different tournaments. And then I also want to thank our new sponsors, Gamer Gloves. So if you are unfamiliar with Gamer Gloves, what it is it's a glove that you can wear while you're playing games, mostly PC games, I believe, and it keeps your hands from overly perspiring. So it seems like really good equipment. I've yet to test mine out yet, so that's what I got for the show this week. So thanks for hanging with us. Sorry for the technical difficulties up front. Be sure to like us on iTunes. Next week, we are going to have the guest that was originally supposed to be on tonight until some issues came up, and to shed a little light on this, it's somebody that Arion was having on that he personally knows. His name, let me make sure I get his last name correct. His name is Michael DeSantis. He is an aspiring sports writer, huge fan of MMA, and we're going to get his perspective on some things and just have a good conversation about the sport in general. So, as far as Two Pros Knows go, thank you for hanging with me tonight as I wing this solo and hopefully it will work.